Go, Larry.
Go, Larry. Go, Larry. Go.
Hello. Go. Welcome back to Put a Sock in a Podcast featuring Larry and...
Hi, guys. I'm Noah.
Let's try that again. Hello, guys. Welcome back to Put a Sock in a featuring Larry and...
Noah Beck.
Woo! Everything hurts.
We did... Oh, Jesus. He in his emo phase.
As y'all can see, I'm like... Am I emo?
Emo.
Huh?
You look emo.
Emo?
What's on this side of the hoodie? Are those eyes?
Wait, you want to do the whole thing?
Zip it all up. Do the whole podcast like that. There he goes. There he goes.
My hair. Fuck.
It's a tight hood.
Hold on. I'm coming. 1 second. What is it? Is it like a face? Is it a face?
Something like that. It's like a four-eyed. Wait, that's actually kind of funny.
Should I leave it like this? I'm gonna be like this the whole podcast episode.
That's your Halloween outfit right there.
Excuse me? This is not a Halloween costume. This is a fucking look.
What?
Like what? I do.
Can you see?
No, I can't see a single thing. But it's actually kind of comforting.
What is it? Like, what are you? Like, what is that supposed to be?
I'm a bottom.
Did you just say bottom?
Yeah.
I didn't hear.
Like I do. Guys, no, I'm not gonna lie though. It's so comforting. Like, I feel like I can just like be myself in here, you know? Like, I don't see a single thing.
It's not too hot.
It's not hot. It's like warm. It's like,
would you rather be blind or deaf?
Definitely deaf. Oh, but then you can't listen to
hearing. I literally just try to set you. I mean, it feels like you like being blind. He's back.
Oh my God. Is my hair okay?
Your hair's great.
I feel like I was in the netherworld for a second. That was crazy. But I did like the deaf, blind, mute challenge with Nilea and Mario and them. And
what's
it made
that?
It's like when you never seen the YouTube trend? Where you're like, you and your friends will blindfold yourself. Like, one's blindfolded, one's mute, so they can't speak. And then the other one is playing like loud music with headphones. It's fun because like, then you have to make a cake. And so the person that's blind has to build the cake. The person that's mute has to go and get the ingredients. And the person that's deaf has to say the instructions, so they're screaming it.
Wasn't Antonio blind and deaf?
She was Helen Keller.
Can you imagine that? Blind and deaf and have to cook.
That's nuts.
I actually kind of do feel bad for Helen Keller because, like, imagine talking to people. Like, imagine trying to talk to somebody, but you feel like you're interrupting them.
I don't think she did. Huh? I don't think she could talk.
Oh, she couldn't talk?
No.
I think she was born with it, so she never knew.
Oh.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's awkward.
There's like a do you guys know the conspiracies behind Helen Keller? Like, people think that she was, like, lying.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
But I mean, it's just like with everything, like anything that happens nowadays, it's like they did this, but the conspiracy is that they didn't. And it's like,
right.
You can say that to anything. Like,
I don't think she was lying though.
I don't think we should discredit this.
We should invalidate Helen's feelings.
Right.
How do you fake being blind and deaf?
I could do it.
I don't know. People just wanted another conspiracy. People were sick of like Bigfoot.
I low-key want to make like a Helen Keller fan page.
That would be funny.
No, it's just like, it's real.
Hype her up.
You tired?
No, I think I have like dry skin on top of my nose. I'll be all right.
Don't
though.
Pick it.
It's okay.
Yeah, don't pick it.
I think I'll be okay.
Yeah. What's new with you? How's the mental? How's the house?
The house is coming together very slowly, mm-hmm. but surely. Construction and like demolition and all that mm-hmm. stuff like happen is starting on Monday.
Oh,
so
nice.
I've been living in this house for like 2 months. But to be fair, I haven't been there a whole lot, which has helped. But also like I want to be here more, but it sucks like being here and like not having the house that I want yet.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, you know, it's like I want the idea of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that starts this week and I have to move all of my stuff like out of certain rooms that I've already like unloaded, but not completely. Like I still have stuff in boxes because I knew this day would come. So it sucks because obviously with like demolition, like there's like some walls that they're going to be taking down.
Mm-hmm.
And like with that comes a lot of dust and then like a lot of workspace. And yeah, it's the worst. I hate dust.
Be dusted.
So I have to like tarp up some certain things. I have to like move things in other rooms. So, and my house is going to be kind of like very annoying to live in for the next probably like 6 weeks.
My ADHD is so bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna hate it.
But I really just thought of like the Jennifer Lawrence meme of her going, "Where's the pizza?"
Okay.
We'll move on.
Do y'all not know that meme?
We do know the meme.
It's so good.
I know the meme. She said that pretty aggressively.
Where's the pizza?
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know why. But okay, continue.
But yeah, so that, and then, yeah, it's exciting. It's annoying, but it's exciting because it's like one step closer. I mean, when it's
done, though, you're going to be so happy.
I'm just going to be so happy because they're, the lady that I've been working with, her name's Sarah Queen.
Sarah, you're amazing.
Icon. She, her team put together like renderings, which is like, it's cool how they can do it. Like they can take the measurements of the house and then make like a 3D like,
oh sick,
model on like, and they can print that out. So basically you can see like what it's going to look like when it's fully finished. So it's really cool. Yeah. It looks great. So I'm excited.
Well, I feel like I'll come over when it's completely done.
Have to.
Yeah, I don't want, I don't think
I like don't want people to come over right now.
Exactly. It's like, I'm like, guys, wait till it's finished and I have my couch and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like apologize before they walk in.
Look. I mean, do you still sleep on an air mattress or you have your bed in there?
No, I have a bed. You have a bed now? Shout out Casper mattresses. They I'm still on, my mattress is on the floor. So it's like, which I don't have a problem with, to be honest. Like, no, I don't the mind floor the floor. Eats.
Yeah,
the floor mattress. It's kind of nice getting
ever,
low.
You know? Have you ever been like a, because there's people that like their mattresses or like beds in the middle or like the corner of the room. I'm a corner bitch.
You're a corner. You it's, like being corner. Yeah.
I like being in the corner. It's a comforting. It's like.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying?
I do feel that. Mm-hmm. I think with how my layout is in my new room, I think it's going to be like pretty symmetrically in the center.
Okay.
I think we're going to do a little center thing because I want, I think my bed frame is going to be one of those where it's not like stilted up and it's not like one of those like grandma beds where mm-hmm. it's just like the mattress and then stilts and then like you can go under it. No, it's like, it's going to be low to the ground and it's going to have like kind of, you know, like my old bed where I had like the big one where I had like there's stuff to do on the outside, you know, there's stuff.
Which I loved. It was like,
yeah, like a little couch. I had so much. Yeah. So I think I'm going to do something like that.
Are you making your bedroom bigger?
Yeah. So there's a wall that right now is acting as a closet that I'm taking that down and then just having like an open closet, but I'm getting like slides over it. But there's just like a wall that comes out that makes the room so much smaller than it has to be.
Okay. Architecture.
Yeah.
Emma, but you give her a run for her money.
No.
That her place is never
iconic.
Her place is so good.
Yeah. This is just a good little like, you know, it's my first place alone.
I feel like if you put enough like time and effort and money into it, though, it could still be worthy for like Architectural Digest. You know,
definitely.
Maybe my team talked about it, and I was like, I don't know. Like,
it's just
I don't...
about the design, like all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Tchotchkes.
Yeah, there is fun things. Like I'm keeping this like dark modern loft, like timeless feel, but I'm also throwing in splashes of like me, which is nice. Yeah. So that'll be fun. Harry's in town. That's another thing.
I know.
Yeah. Have you gone to any yet?
Not yet.
How is it that you've been to two? You haven't been to any.
Okay. First of all,
that's your boyfriend.
As of now, three shows. I don't know when this will come out, but like as the time we've been filming this, he's had three shows so far in LA. Wow. Does he have one tonight?
I'm not sure, but yesterday I went to an ITZY concert. ITZY's K-pop that I promised or that YouTube set up for me, which was so sweet. And
I saw that on your story.
Yeah, and I completely forgot that Harry's was also the same day. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't cancel because YouTube already like got me a nice booth and stuff. And as I'm walking to the venue that's right across the street from the Forum, I see all the Harry stands
Harry's
and I was
house.
Saying hi. And they're like, are you coming? And I was like, no, I'm not. And it was just such, it was like a sad moment because I was like, sneak damn, I can low-key sneak out like right now and just make this concert. But what you pulling up, sneak a butt?
Yeah, there's a show tonight.
You want to go?
I was thinking about it.
We should go.
I know.
Yeah, what do you think of the past two shows you saw?
Well, I went to the first two here in LA and I absolutely loved it. Obviously, it's like a great time. The first experience that I had, it was nice because other than Coachella, where obviously like people are there for other artists, but then like, you know, it's not as intimate as like a Harry concert. It was Coachella and then like Harry played at Coachella, you know, and it was cool. But then the show in New York that I went to at the Garden was
unsurreal.
Like, genuinely like such a cool experience. And then because I was like fully in the pit, you know, like doing all that. And then the first show here in LA, I went with Spotify, shout out them. And they gave me like these box tickets, which are really nice, but you don't get the full experience. You know, it's very much like a like a glamorized experience, yeah. You know? And it was like, I said the first night would be the night to do that, like to get kind of a taste for both. Cause from there you can kind of decide like which experience you like better. And I don't know, I had fun, don't get me wrong. Like, it was still a great time. And it was nice seeing him from like a different perspective and then like being a little higher up so you can see everyone around. And like the atmosphere was just nuts. But then the second night here in LA, I was like, all right, I gotta get back to my roots. I gotta go back to the pit. So yeah. I went in the pit and it was amazing and it was super fun. And it's just one of those things where it's like, I'm such a firm believer in like moderation. Like you don't wanna overdo it. But at the same time, like, when's the next time Harry's coming to LA for 15 nights in a row? So
rare.
What's that?
So rare.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So literally I don't know. Like I've been tempted to go to like most of them, but there are genuinely some nights. Like last night I didn't go because I had an event that I had to be at. Tonight, honestly, might end up going, but I'm just tired to be right now. But it's like a boost of energy. Like as soon as you walk in there, you can't be tired. Yeah. And then I'm going to Harry Ween.
Oh, wait, I just realized there's not a show tonight.
There's not?
No, tomorrow night.
Love that. Perfect. I'll rest up for it. And then I'm going to Harry Ween for sure. I have like tickets locked in for that. But then I have like people on like his team that like I know. And so they like sort it, which is very nice. Shout out them. And then I have a show on November 11th. It's like one of his final ones. That my family's actually coming up for it because my sisters are Harry fans as well, and they like really want to see a show.
Sick.
And I feel like a little dickhead brother going to like 10 of the shows. Three. And they're like, guys, keep up. And it's like, but they're obviously in Arizona, but they're gonna make the trip up and do like a full experience.
Things that's like that, nice.
Which would be fun. But yeah,
what's the best concert both of you guys have ever been to?
Mine is definitely Harry in Madison Square Garden. Yeah, it was like a life-changing experience, to be honest. It made me like look at concerts way differently. Because like the booths and stuff, like that's fun and all, but like being in the pit, especially when they do like the little cha-cha thing and they like,
yeah,
it's so fun.
It's so interactive.
Harry has like the best fans too, so like.
They're very interactive. Like, yeah. I because obviously before coming to LA, I had only been to one concert. And I know that sounds bizarre, but like I moved to LA when I was 19. So like, growing up, I went to one concert, and it was a Train concert when I was like a sophomore in high school.
That's, you know, so
like,
white.
Hey Soul Sister, like that, like them. I went there on a date actually, and then a few years go by, move out to LA, and then you just kind of find yourself in these opportunities to go to concerts. And then my first ever real one was iHeart Jingle Ball, which was very fun. Like
BTS,
like that was pretty surreal. So like seeing that and then that environment was just kind of nuts. And then recently I just went to Baby Keem, Kendrick Lamar, and like you'll never see those fans like joining arms and like swinging back and forth.
They're just in the mosh pits punching each other.
Yeah. So it's a very different experience, like the Keem Kendrick fans as opposed to Harry fans.
Imagine Harry stands like, I think they do mosh pit low-key.
They mosh, like to Kiwi, yeah. It's very...
it's not as hard, but...
No, it's fun, though. But it's like, yeah, they're all careful. Like, if they literally elbow someone, I'm so sorry. Like, they're all such sweethearts. But it's cool tasting both. But like, yeah, I think my favorite one, Harry in the Garden, was kind of nuts. Wow. Yeah. We were at different shows. We weren't at the same one, were we?
Mm-mm. I went to...
like a couple nights before or after?
I went to the first different tour.
Oh.
I haven't went to this
like
tour
fine
yet.
Like, was it like Fine Line days or like how long ago?
Yeah, before this new album.
Interesting. So we must have got very different experiences.
Probably. I haven't went to the new tour yet.
I love that album.
I haven't had a chance.
Which one do you like better?
I'm not going to do this right now.
I don't think it's a controversial thing. I think it's an opinion. It's very...
Have you listened to Taylor's new album?
I haven't.
You need to. It's Chef Kiss,
it's
amazing.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's, I know that one from TikTok, but like, she knew what she was doing with that one. She knew that one was going to blow up.
Rent was due.
Yeah. Was she.
I need to listen to it, because
you know what album that makes me like still squirm to this day, and it's Sour, Olivia Rodrigo.
Really?
Like, definitely her rent was due. Like, she finished the entire album on the 30th and rent was due the 31st because that album was too good.
Sour?
Sour.
Yeah.
It's every good. Single song.
Her collab with Sour Patch Kids too. Like, it was to promote so, it was so perfect. Team,
oh, so good.
Yeah.
Very no, good that album didn't have any skips, I don't think. It like, as favorite a 21-year-old male, like,
why am I crying right now?
Fully able to admit that album was so good.
Were you into like Evermore and the Cardigan album?
I know Evermore.
For Taylor, know Evermore. Taylor Swift album.
Duh. Not, I wasn't that big
I
of
was
a...
thinking Paramore.
Close.
Yeah.
Just so I
can. Are you a Swiftie, Larry?
Now I am.
Oh, from this album.
Yeah. Sorry guys, that was my mommy. Sorry. Oh, but I love Taylor's music, like her first album, or not her first album, her album with Ready For It and what a Reputation. That album had me in a chokehold.
Ready For It.
You know, Are You Ready For It? Damn.
Okay.
Like Look What You Made Me Do.
I don't know the names of it.
Oh yeah, Look What You Made Me Do.
And then 1989, I believe, is the album. Mm-hmm. And Welcome to New York had me in a chokehold. Like those
love story is
when just... she like went from country to pop, basically.
Yeah, because I'm not a big country girl, except Casey Musgraves. I love me some Casey Musgraves.
So good.
Do you know Casey Musgraves?
I do.
So good.
High Horse.
I love like
such a good song.
Yeah, I recently when I think again when I came out to LA, I was introduced to country and like I always had like that such like probably annoying Madison. Like. Huh?
Addison Rae, probably.
I had like that annoying mentality of like, oh yeah, I don't like country. Like I never really like gave it a shot myself. And then like I listened to it. It's such like feel good music. Like it talks about like alcohol and girls like rap does, but it's just in a different way where it's just like, oh, it's, this is nice. Like
it's more so like loving girls.
Yeah, like tell like, me, like listen them. To Chicken Fried and tell me you're not in like a good mood after. It's like so good. I love it. But
what's that one song? And I cut my hands into the
room. Before He Cheats.
Carrie Underwood.
It's a banger. Of course. I heard it last night and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood is iconic. Classic. She's iconic.
You got nominated for a People's Choice Award?
I did.
It's a big deal.
I didn't, like... Is it? Like,
Yeah.
It was kind of cool. Like, it was kind of nuts because I... Was it yesterday? It was literally yesterday where I kind of found out. My PR team texted me and they were like... I'm like in like the Noah XPR chat. And then they were basically like, we've been sitting on this for a few weeks, like surprise and that kind of thing. And I was like,
cool.
Wait, what? Like,
congrats.
Yeah. I didn't realize.
Wait,
it was kind of cool. Like seeing your name with those people. It's like,
oh, Mr. Beast.
Yeah. It's kind of an honor.
No, it's crazy.
It's kind of nuts.
Deserved. Yeah.
Thanks.
Honestly, wait, how do we win? Like you have to have people.
I don't know. Yeah. When is the ceremony? I don't know.
Honestly, just being honored is like,
oh,
or
definitely,
being like nominated was just
huge.
Like,
the next move is you're winning, and we're gonna make it happen. So how do we vote?
I don't know. I just go on Twitter.
You need to say what's your chest. You keep forgetting that you're the it boy. Like, come on.
Go.
Like,
I mean,
don't be shy about
it.
I don't know.
He wins the ceremony because this probably doesn't come out for 2 weeks.
Okay. I think the ceremony. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Like literally.
I can tell you.
Well, let's put a good energy in the world that you're gonna win.
Yeah.
The things I did.
Oh, wow. December 6th. We have a lot of time.
We have time.
We have a lot of time.
I don't know how the voting restrictions are.
We'll,
I don't know
we'll
how
post
voting
a
works.
Link in the description box.
Yeah, because I just see on Twitter. I opened Twitter yesterday and then all my fans, like every like account that I'd come across, they said like, I voted for Noah Beck, social star. And then like, they had like 25 tweets. And I was just like, guys, like, I guess they created different emails or something, or I don't know how many times you could vote.
That's so cute.
But it was kind of cool, yeah.
Y'all vote for Noah now, please.
We'll put a link
stop
in the description.
Vote for Noah. You should make a TikTok about it.
No.
You need, like, what? Pop your shit.
I don't know what to say.
Did you say vote for me because you need a win? Who else is he against?
Mr. Beast,
Charlie Addison, Cobby.
Oh.
I'm saying. So it's just like, honestly, it's just an honor to be nominated amongst them.
Okay, you know what?
They got some fans.
They do, but so us combined, we can do it.
Baxter's honestly got it. Like, this is a great opportunity to prove your place, Baxter's. Like, imagine starting a chant. Who are we? Noah's Nation needs to unite right now.
Wait, what? Oh, there's more. Okay.
Here,
there's
so many categories. Oh my God, so many categories.
So many categories. There we are.
Oh, podcast.
Right up there, yeah.
Social Addison star. Addison
Rae, Bella Porridge, Barra Barra, Charlie Mayo.
Kevin Lame. Lame. Who's Michaela? Jane.
Nope. I think Jane. She's a makeup.
Is she?
Yeah.
Mr. Okay. Beast and familiar. Noah Beck. That is actually insane. Congratulations. That's like thank crazy. You.
I
all deserved. Well. Okay, well, y'all know what to do. Vote for Noah right now. Stop what you're doing and vote for Noah, because if Noah doesn't win, I will cause a ruckus. I will be there breaking stuff. I'm not kidding. You're winning. And you know what you need to do?
Number of, you can put 25 votes.
Noah, talk your shit right now. Like, what are you doing? Aww. Let's vote.
I mean, this is just a perfect opportunity for Noah's Nation to step up, you know?
And you know, I lost to Mr. Beast in Breakout Creator for streaming, so I need you to win because I'm tired of losing to Mr. Beast. God damn it.
I said everyone.
I love Jimmy. I don't, that's why I like, he's just nuts. Like his fan base or just people who consume his stuff, like he tells them to jump. They're like, how high? Like, he's got a very loyal fan base, but
you never know.
You never know.
Anything's possible.
Yeah.
You gotta be positive.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Never. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
By this time that this episode comes out, Rihanna will have released 2 songs. Do we think they're going to be at the top of the charts? Still.
I know for a fact they're going
to
be
at the top of the charts. I was going to say, we have the opportunity to be...
Predict.
And I'm going
to predict the future here.
I'll predict the future right now. And I'm going to say Rihanna's going to come in with her army of goons and take the number one spot while Drake and 21 Savage are trying to scavenger anything they could find.
That, yes. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Because Rihanna's going to be wiping the floor with all of them.
T.
And that's just that on that. On that.
That is going to be interesting to see. When does Drake and 21 drop there?
Next week. It will also be out by the time this episode comes out.
That's going to be a good album.
It's gonna be a great album. Yeah. It's gonna be very anticipated. But also, Rihanna hasn't dropped in how long?
Like 6 years.
Wow. I was gonna say like 2, maybe. Like,
no.
I swear, her like, where? I swear that came out like last year.
Right?
Anti?
Anti had some bobs.
Needed me.
We also get a new SZA song tonight.
Huh?
We get a SZA new SZA song tonight.
Oh.
Shirt.
That song right there. Blood stain on my shirt. New
yeah.
bitch.
Yeah.
I thought it was out already, but no, it was a snippet.
Now we love. I love SZA. Yeah. I fully love SZA.
Unreal.
I love her.
Speaking blood of stain on my shirt.
So yeah, Rihanna obviously I think will. Right? Like she's got to be number.
Pretty she's crazy gotta if she's go not number one. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
she definitely is.
But
she
then it's gonna be interesting to see. Because hers dropped first, and then Drake and 21 after.
Yeah, a week later.
They'll
probably
get
the. They'll probably still have the number one album spot.
Definitely.
But I feel like singles wise, I'll be surprised if
probably Drake is really coming hard with these albums. Mm-hmm. He just dropped one last year, no?
As he should. Yeah. Keep it going. We need that.
Wow.
And the year before.
He just dropped one like not even a year ago. Was
this
it?
This year. He dropped an album this year already.
Yeah,
he's in the studio cooking. Rent is due for
honestly,
Drake
never mind.
It was the. It was very like, I'm hoping this, cause look, I'm not huge into like house music. Like that's never really been my thing. Like I can get behind it, of course,
mm-hmm.
but honestly, never mind was very like,
it was for people who live in Miami.
Dance club music, yeah. You know, and he knew what he was doing. It was for summer, it was summer yeah. bops, but now it's like, it's coming hit, sad boy. Like
sticky?
It's sad boy, like fall winter coming.
Sad boy, fall winter. I like that.
Yeah,
we need more. We need more like Marvin's Room. We need it. But 21's on it. So then that there's gonna be some hard songs too.
It's gonna be like a hood banger, like Knife Talk.
Were you guys in high school when Drake and Future dropped their collab album?
No,
I think so.
remember.
Maybe middle school.
When you was this?
I was in high school. Right after, if you're reading this, it's too late. I was in
high school when he dropped that album with Controller.
Oh. Oh, wow. Views. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yep.
That album had a chokehold on my school.
Views is fire.
Mm-hmm. Every boy was talking about some like six with the woes. It's like, what?
What?
Go to AP English. You know exactly what I'm talking about too.
Yeah.
Drake had the Straight Boys in a chokehold where they were like doing like the Hotline Bling dance. And I was like,
with my woes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Views had some bops too.
To this day.
This next one is like, now that we're talking about artists, first thing on our list here, and we talked about it slightly. We were just talking downstairs before we started recording, and I came across on my For You page something I had seen yesterday, but then a video, like kind of like a spinoff of it, because I guess it's now like a thing, like now it's like a meme almost, of Steve Lacy and how he
smashed the camera.
Yeah, and how he treats his fans, and it's like, have we ever seen anything like this?
I've definitely seen rappers like throw phones and shit.
He's not a rapper.
No, right. That's my point. That's why, like, I've seen artists do this before, but an artist like him.
I've seen rappers do worse.
Mm.
Yeah, I've seen rappers. Oh, sorry.
Do your thing.
Pop your shit, Pookie.
Damn, go for it.
I have a wedgie. Oh. Wedgie in my booty. let's call it. I've seen, like, rappers, like, try to fight fans and stuff.
Yeah, 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 of course. Yeah.
I've seen artists, like, call out fans before. Like, singers would be, like, I think Beyonce. No, someone. So a singer was like pissed that the fan grabbed her booty.
I know Cardi got her wig pulled from a fan once and started punching them in the face.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, recently.
I feel like that.
That's valid.
I wouldn't say deserved. I feel like it could go about it in a better way. But I feel like if you're grabbing someone's wig, knowing that it's a wig and it comes off, then it's like.
She like takes her microphone and just starts smashing.
Nah, but there's been some interactions with where like artists have stopped the show to like call someone out. Oh, damn, Cardi.
Wait, what?
With the mic?
Yeah, which is so heavy too.
I was about to say, imagine the audio.
Stop it.
Oh my God. The sound of a mic hitting someone's head.
Have you seen the video of Nicki like swinging at fans?
No.
Recently, they were like swarming her, and she was like,
"Oh my God!"
I think she like swatted at them or like yelled at them.
Shoo them away.
She's like, "The fuck out of my face!" It's so funny.
Oh my God! Nicki Minaj pushes fans, causes chaos in London.
In London too.
Wow. So does that make them a diva? When they do this shit.
Well, like, this is the thing. Like I was saying, I've seen artists in like clips of like whoever stopping shows and like calling someone out in the audience and like, I don't know. Like,
what are they calling them out for, like bad behavior?
Yeah, sometimes I've seen things where it's just like so ridiculous where it almost feels like the artist is kind of like taking advantage of like their authority. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, and it's like you're on stage, everyone's there for you. And then you're concerned about one fan.
Yeah.
And then what is that fan supposed to do? Like,
I understand waffle. Like a lot of artists forget how excited that people are to see them.
Yeah.
And it's safe to say that the Steve Lacy thing, like, of course the fans going to throw the camera because they think it's normalized. Like,
yeah, pick it up and then take it.
Yeah. Like it's a normal thing. So like for him to get upset, your feelings are valid. But then again, going about it that way was a little bit like, it was, they love you. They love you.
Literally seeing
it was out of love. And
seeing the video with no context was just so funny.
Cause smashing her shit.
He literally goes back, gets the camera and
just throws it.
Throws it and then walks out the stage. He's like, all right, that's it. Like,
yeah.
I was just like, I didn't do research.
The whole calling out on stage thing, like if a fan's acting too excited, like jumping on stage, I've seen like fans jump on stage for Bad Bunny and Bad Bunny will be like letting them on stage and dancing.
Yeah.
With them. Because like they're there for like you, like they literally love you. So like getting upset with them was just like.
People go about it very differently.
Lost touch reality, sorry.
I will say with the Bad Bunny instances, it's like he has security guards that will come and literally attack them, like tack to the floor.
Yeah.
Whereas the Steve Lacy shit, it's a small venue, you know. Yeah. He's got to fend for himself.
I feel like, you know? At some point you kind of have to like know that whatever you do when you're doing, like when you have the spotlight, for example, when you're on stage performing at a concert, you have to know that some things that you do can get taken out of context. For example, I saw that video of Steve Lacy doing that, and then like immediately I was like, that's odd. I just kept scrolling. I didn't like think too much about it, but like, you know, there's people at home that are like, screw this guy. Like, he doesn't treat his fans with respect. Like, who does he think he is? Like, those were the comments. And I was like, that could have been more to it, but like, it very could well just be him being rude. I don't know what it was, but like, I feel like knowing that things can get taken out of context, if that makes sense, you know, like, I feel like you can't just do that and not say anything about it. Or,
I mean, he talked about it.
Recently, yeah. So. But like, there was one, I don't know who it was, but there was someone who like, what did he do? I don't know if the guy made his way on stage somehow or if he brought him up on stage. And I guess he wasn't like, he was doing something too much or too little. Like, he was like, the artist was telling him like, yo, you got to do this. And he was like he was basically like talking back to him like, no, he's a fan of you, but he's not going to do everything you say.
Yeah.
And he was like, what'd you say? And like, he was like, I'm not going to do that. And then literally like, the artist pushed the guy, and then the guy was like gonna get back into his space, and I was like, oh sh-. And then all of a sudden, like, as soon as he pushed him, he had like three security guards just like bulldoze this guy. Oh, I know exactly what he was talking about. And I was like,
yeah,
that's not fair. Like, I feel like,
yeah, some people let the fame get to their head.
Yeah, like you can't just treat people like that because you have three bodyguards with you. Yeah. Like,
you bleed just as much as the next person.
Yeah, I'm saying. So it's interesting just to see.
It goes back to like even influencers too, though. Like,
anyone.
Or just, yeah, honestly, anybody with like the spotlight in the moment, it's just, we are all human beings no matter what. Like, even to like, I forget that I have this type of like impact on people.
Yeah.
So going to places and like, even when I'm in a bad mood and someone asks me for a picture, I'll yeah, of course. Cause like, these people love you. Like, it's not out of ill intent. So a lot of influencers or just celebrities in general forget that like, they fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of being rude or like,
You never want to leave like someone that like comes up to you, with a bad taste in their mouth. Because it's like, I mean, I'm sure both of us have had instances where we've looked up to someone and then we've met them in real life, and it's like, damn, like you almost like are let down. It's like, because there's that saying, you never meet your idols. And
has that happened to you guys?
Yeah, fully. Ugh. But I've had people that I've like looked up to like my whole life, and they've exceeded every expectation. Like, they've exceeded, and I was like, oh, it's such a good feeling. Like, when you like knew deep down like they were gonna be so cool when you met them eventually, if you ever met them, and then you meet them and they're just like such good, like, even better good people. And it's like, oh, love that.
Has that happened to you?
I can't think of like, I never had like a bad taste in my mouth.
That's really definitely something you don't forget.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it sucks because it literally ruins it, because it's like, I guess I just fell in love with the character they played in the movie, or I fell in love with their music, but I never really like consumed who they were as a person. Cause I mean, maybe there's a reason there's not many interviews of them or so-and-so, like, cause there's so many like movie stars out there or musicians that like, you know, through their music or through their movies seem like amazing people. And then you meet them and it's like, oh, that stinks. Yeah. Like, and even with just stories you hear about allegations that are held, and like, it immediately, like, you almost lose their respect. Yeah, yeah, like you lose your respect for them because they, you know, you could imagine the allegations that are held against some of these people. Yeah. So
I've weirdly been in that situation a lot.
Yeah, like, it stinks.
Meeting celebrities that I love and then they treated me like shit.
I haven't met anybody that I had to like snap back at.
Yeah, I mean, luckily I haven't either, but I've just met
people. Oh, actually, that's a lie. That's definitely a lie. I mean, there's been influencers that I stand on my ground and like, I'll check them.
Yeah.
Just because they kind of like, no matter who you are or how big you are, I'm not going to let you disrespect me. I'm so sorry, sweetie. Mm-hmm. You bleed just as much as me.
Are these people that you respect?
These are people that I looked up to, and they're even, some are like, these people I just looked up to and I've even worked with, and it's just like, they get to the point where they're so comfortable with you that like, I'm like, no, you're not going to disrespect me.
Yeah.
When I first started becoming, you know, bigger in LA. A lot of people wanted to be friends with me. And I was obviously, you know, moving here, you've seen these people online, so you're excited. You're like, oh my God, you're probably an amazing person.
Yeah.
Let's be friends. Then you become friends with these people and you realize, like, wow, what you're doing on the internet is an entire facade and you're kind of a shitty person. There was one influencer that I was friends with and we would film a lot. And this person was called out for being racist a lot. And I was like, okay, first of all, the internet's calling you out for being racist, so I know you're not actually racist. Like, there's no way, like, these rumors are true. Starting to hang out with them, they get comfortable, and you start to see, like, the jokes them, their friends would make around you. And you're like, oh, this one particular influencer, I was hanging out with them one day, and they told me that they're like, getting in the Tesla, and they're, like, in the back, Rosa. And I was like, Rosa? And then I clicked Rosa Parks and I was like, okay, you're fucking hilarious. And then I was just, you know, I don't care how big you are. I just don't need that type of energy around me.
Was it malicious? I mean, either way.
It wasn't malicious. Yeah. It was obviously, either way. It was used as a joke, but it's just not... like, you're very, very ignorant for that joke. Because it was, first of all, not funny. It didn't land. Second of all, it's like, you're white. Oh, yeah. You're Caucasian. What are you doing? It's like, don't. It's not that. And then I just, ever since then, I was just like, I separated myself from that person. I kind of like took two steps back.
Yeah.
And now they're confused as to why we're not friends. But I'm like, we're not friends because one, you say racially motivated jokes, also the N-word. And two, you're not a good person and I don't need that in my life. And that's just that on that. So,
yeah.
I mean, back to like celebrities having diva moments, it's just like, we're all human beings.
Yeah,
we're not
of course.
Greater than anybody. It's just, why are we treating people differently because of who we are as people?
Right. That's another thing that I feel like is very interesting to think about is giving someone like the benefit of the doubt. Like when you meet someone, maybe they've had an off day, maybe they're just tired, and maybe like, but that's like, I like to do that. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt because I'm like, look, sometimes I don't know if I ever catch myself, you know, coming off a certain way. Like when I first meet someone, I'm like,
100%
correct myself and be like, sorry about that, I'm just really tired, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you know what, something that was really interesting while you were talking, like I was listening obviously, but I was also thinking of how different social media and like cancel culture has made it's changed the world completely, but in the space of like being in the public eye and being paparazzied and being, you know, having lots of followers or whatever it may be. I feel like back then it was such a different thing, you know, because you would hear stories, but there would never be like concrete evidence of like someone being like, like, I'm trying to think of how to word this. You know, you would have movie stars back then that you would hear stories about like, oh, I heard they were trouble on set. You know, I heard they were like a cancer to the production, whatever. Yeah. And you just kind of like believed it. Whereas like now you can, like with social media, there's so many other ways to like almost expose someone or for it to be true in a sense. Yeah. You know, I feel like you could get away with being like mean a few times back then. And then,
definitely.
But now it's like, if you're mean a few times, someone
can
TikTok about it, be like, I met this person, they were a D-bag, and then everyone believes it.
And that, like, goes back to the conversation of there's so many people that are famous that the fans are starting to value that less. Does that make sense? Where it's more so like, everyone's so accessible and everyone's starting to realize that, like, okay, these are just normal people. They just have followers.
Yeah.
That, like, it's, they don't, the God complex is not there anymore, which is amazing because I mean, it's not amazing in a sense, but it's like, it makes people who aren't in our shoes feel way better about themselves.
Yeah.
Where they also, like,
yeah, fully. And I think that's a part of like growing up as well. Like, I think when I was younger, I would look up to some people. Whereas now, if I see him out, I'd be like, oh, hey, that's that person. Like, yeah, so cool. Like that kind of thing. And like when I was younger, I would probably be the kid that would tell my mom, like, can we go ask for a picture? Like that kind of thing. And obviously to this day, when I meet people that I've been a fan of or that I just, you know, admire their work, I have no problem breaking that ice when I first meet him and be like, look, just wanted to come over, love your stuff, respect everything that you do. By the way, I'm Noah. And like, I've had
sorry.
I've had people I've met like one of the craziest people that I've looked up to that I met and was very, very pleased with our interaction was Mark Wahlberg. And like that was like a big one for me because mm-hmm. I love him, and like career wise, everything that he did, I tried to like, I don't try to emulate, but it's like I admire everything. I've respected everything career wise that he did. Yeah. You know, going from like modeling to, you know, being Marky Mark as a rapper, a singer, and mm-hmm. then movies. I fell in love with the characters he played in movies and all that stuff. So when I first met him, it was so cool because I came up to him. I was like, Mr. Wahlberg, like, I just wanted to say, like, I'm a huge fan of what you do. He was like, so I shut up, Noah. And like, dap me up. And I was like, that's stupid. That's like, that was the coolest thing. I was like, from now on, you can slap me in the face. I'd be like, I love that guy. Yeah, you know, like that first interaction of like being like, oh, shut up. Like, I know it. Like, it was really cool because it's one of those things where when you also meet people in spaces where you're there for the same reason as them, it almost, everyone almost kind of like drops their ego mm-hmm. or at least should.
Yeah.
Because you're not meeting it. You know, at Earth Cafe, and you don't just like go up to them, hey, I'm a huge fan, like, just wanted to say that. Like, you're at an event that you were both invited to for the mm-hmm. same reason, where it kind of, you know, breaks that first boundary of like, I'm like, what do you do? Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. But
doesn't he wake up at 4 a.m. to work out every morning?
Yeah. That's not something I've like gotten behind. Yeah. I wake up early. Like, I think I wake up early, but he wakes up ridiculous hours. With kids too, and with everything else that he's doing, and which is nuts, but
it's insane.
It's working for
him. It's a lifestyle.
He looks great at his age, and it's like nuts, but very much a lifestyle.
Mm. Well, I have some interesting facts, some of the weirdest facts that I can share with y'all.
I love these just random things. Learn something new every day.
Well, actually, the first fact before I bring up the thing, first fact that I saw was a burglary happens every 26 seconds in this country. The reason I found this was from Megan Thee Stallion recently got burglarized while she was in New York doing SNL, and they took $350,000 worth of jewelry and goods. And now she's basically decided to take a break because she just like, I mean, I don't know how correlated it is, but she
that's
just
kind of traumatizing.
Yeah, it's scary.
Wait, how did Megan Thee Stallion get robbed?
Well, so have you seen The Bling Ring? You heard of The Bling Ring? Mm-mm. It's like, they made it into a movie, but now it's a documentary on Netflix. And it's basically about these teens in the early 2010s decided to go and rob Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, Orlando Bloom, all these like famous people's houses while they knew that they were at like Fashion Week or at the club. And they were, you know, stealing millions of dollars worth of goods from these celebrities. And finally, you know, the cops caught up to them, arrested them all. You know, some of them served community service, some of them to jail for like a second, like not that long. But it's just, it goes back to this whole point of like people out there will find out when the celebrity goes away on their trip and then be like, oh, this is a perfect opportunity. I can go search their address.
That's so scary. I hate that.
Run this shit.
Yeah.
Damn. Every 26 seconds here in the US.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to tell my friends to like wait to post. Like, when you're where you are.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's gotten a lot of people in trouble, especially recently with like PNB Rock. Like,
I've always done that where like I will wait his to girl leave, posted a location before I post it just because it's so scary. There was a point in my life where when I just moved to LA, like actually, like I guess last year to that old house.
Yeah.
And I would post like me getting Starbucks or something like that. I think I would post, I'll post at Phil's Coffee. And people would go and wait for me at Phil's Coffee. And that's when I realized like, okay, I need to stop. Like, I love meeting supporters. But then again, like my mom told me, she was like, all it takes is for one person not to like you just to show up to that Phil's Coffee and like attack you.
So and funny. Ever since then,
people are psycho.
You're done. I'm not done. Going to Phil's.
I haven't posted a location since. And if I posted, like yesterday, I just posted today that people think I'm at this concert. That was yesterday.
On that note, let's get on to another fact. Vending machines kill 4 times as many people as sharks per year.
That's nuts. How do you die from a vending machine?
From people shaking them to try to free snacks. And then what happens? The machine falls forward and crushes them. Okay, a lot more common than you can believe.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Isn't that insane?
I want to see the stats on that. Like, how many are we talking?
I want to see a video.
Oh my God.
Dark web, find it.
Like, I want to see it.
Reddit.
I want to see how dumb you have to be.
No, R.I.P.
Don't care.
Oh.
Like, R.I.P., of course. But like, how don't dumb.
Care. No, for real though.
Do you have to be to see a big ass vending machine falling on you and you can't like, to the left?
Okay.
To the right?
Hanging on it.
Oh.
You know.
Hanging on it? Yeah. That's not going to get your snack down.
Yeah, oh. That's doing really too much. I'd rather literally just go to like 7-Eleven still.
Could you imagine the aftermath of turning a corner and seeing a vending machine on top of someone and they're dead? It's like,
do you know how embarrassing it is that a vending machine caught your body?
That's how you go. Like, imagine going.
Like, what are they gonna do? Prosecute the vending machine? Like,
you gotta put it down.
You gotta unplug it.
Yeah, unplug it. You gotta pull the plug.
Out of order.
Imagine like
out of order
in court. And the vending machine's chilling there.
No, that's ridiculous. I don't care. Like, but that makes me feel more safe at like beaches, which is nice.
Don't read it out loud.
Shut up. I can't see that.
We'll read it.
Go.
Friedrich Bauer invented the Pringles can when he passed away. Oh, sorry. Friedrich Bauer invented the Pringles can. When he passed away in 2008, his ashes were buried in one.
That's not funny. But like, imagine you eating your chips and then
is it still out there? Has someone opened it?
Imagine trying to take a bite of
chips. Who's got the can?
It would just disintegrate.
That's what
I don't know.
Says like that.
It's probably at like the headquarters. Okay, humans.
Shit.
humans shed 40 pounds of skin in their lifetime, completely replacing their outer skin every month.
Skinny. 40 pounds of skin in their lifetime. That's crazy.
Oh, this is a good one. More than 2,500 left-handed people are killed every year from using equipment meant for right-handed people.
I'm a lefty.
I'm a righty. Are you actually a lefty?
Yeah.
Rare.
I'm ambidextrous. But like, I write with my left hand, both hands. Throw with my right, swing with my left, kick with my right.
That's kind.
Brush my teeth with my right. Left, swing with my left.
So you can ride with that hand and that hand?
Huh?
You can ride with both hands?
Yeah, but the only reason for that is because I broke my left arm and I had to ride with it. So I got kind of good with my right. But it's more, I'm not like a high performing ambidextrous. Like, it's more of just like, I do things with different, I'm like messed up.
Yeah, you're different.
I'm so different.
Starfish can regrow their arms. In fact, a single arm can regenerate a whole body.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's crazy.
Wait, that's crazy. You would think there's got to be some kind of science. Like, you would think this would intrigue a scientist. Wait, to, like, so like use some kind of DNA from that to put on a human. Oh, like,
never right? Thought about that. That's so interesting. Yeah.
Like, what if I ripped off your arm and you just grew a new one? And then your arm grew a new Larry.
Oh my God. And then there's two Larrys.
You just start ripping yourself apart just to make a whole friend group of you?
No, oh my God. I have an army of me. I'll cut off my toes and like...
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is insane.
Wait. That second body growing from just the arm has to have some defects. Like, it has to like...
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. There's like the brain's not wired right.
Love to see a cloned dysfunctional you. I think that'd be so funny.
Maybe I am the clone dysfunctional.
I got a good question.
Let's hear it.
If you were stuck with a clone of yourself for 24 hours, what would you do with yourself?
Does he have my exact like personality?
Literally a replica of you.
Boring.
But only 24 hours. You can do whatever with yourself.
I'd
throw yourself off a bridge.
I was actually gonna say that. I would kill me. Just for the satisfaction.
Yeah,
but nice. Also, I know what I would do.
I would earn his trust, and then right when he least expects
it. It's you. He probably already has your trust.
Fair. Oh, I have no idea.
Oh my God, another thing would be so funny. Imagine both of me talking to me. That would be hilarious.
You just do something so wholesome. You're like...
Oh, me and him would have a blast.
Yeah, because he could literally just pass as like your twin.
I feel like I'd fall in love with him.
I'd make TikToks with him. I would. I'd be like twin brother reveal.
Oh.
Get views.
Yeah, she's a money hungry whore.
And then I'd kill him on camera.
No, you know what I would do? Oh my God.
Views.
I would. Oh, you ready for to gag? I already had like the pitch. It's giving movie. It's giving movie.
Oh, I'd film a movie with him 24
so
hours.
So I would. No one would know that I'll have my clone. I would kill him. Boom. The world thinks I died. Right? Trending on Twitter. Viral on TikTok. 17 YouTube videos made about me.
Eight.
And then one day, boom, I'll go live. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
And now y'all are gagged.
What's everyone been up to?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Now, y'all be...
I'm like imagining you're like pretend dead and you're seeing like other creators that you're not actually friends with, like making a profit off of your death.
Oh, I'd like
that would show some true friends. Like when you die, see, like just kill yourself to see what people are saying about you.
Or people you used to be friends with that they don't know that you mm-hmm. are stopped being friends with.
You get so much love though.
Yeah, gaining like millions of followers.
Yeah.
And then I'll lose them all.
It's crazy. People don't care until you're dead. It's crazy. It's kind of sad to think about. I know it's what.
That's wild.
Tea.
Noah spilled.
Don't care till it's too late.
So real.
All right.
Check on your loved ones.
Google's founders were willing to sell to a company called Excite for under $1 million in 1990, but Excite turned them down. Now look at Google.
Flop. That's by Excite. The Excite CEO is
she's punching himself. The air right now.
Oh, yeah.
She's definitely so mad. She's like, I was going to give a whole monologue. I stopped myself.
I was ready.
So guys, I'm getting better. That's so my brain needs to stop because I don't think before I speak and I'll just start speaking. And what then I always, it was a whole monologue and I thought about it before I even said it. And it's like, Jesus.
Put the brakes on that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is crazy. The total weight of all the ants on Earth is greater than the total weight of all the humans on the planet.
No way.
I don't believe that one bit. But I have to because it's right there on the internet. Damn it.
Right? That one seems a little far-fetched.
That seems like a stretch. There's no way.
Velociraptors.
This one's crazy. You want to read this one?
I feel like if you had 100 ants on your hand, it still wouldn't weigh a thing.
No.
Like, I genuinely feel like I could just go like this. Like,
but I guess we don't really know truly how many ants are like
right.
crawling around us.
Did you guys see that picture?
No.
Of that ant?
Oh, it's like actual face.
Are you kidding?
Should we show Larry this?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
An actual demon. So there was this like camera contest, and it's basically they have this camera. Everyone takes a picture of it. Some guy got a really close up picture of an ant, and this is what the face of an ant looks like.
That is not the face.
That's a close up.
That's a close up
picture of an ant.
Yeah.
That is a demon.
How would you describe that for our audio listeners?
There's literally no way that's an ant. I'm so sorry. That's literally something off of Game of Thrones.
How would you describe this for our audio listeners?
It looks
he's
like...
He's got a goatee.
Wait. Okay. I don't believe... Because like we are... In this generation, we are meant to just believe what we see on the internet. I need some more facts.
What a photo, though.
That's a crazy photo.
It was
it's
like,
real.
It was like a legit competition, too.
It was a legit competition. They hold it, and it's like... Nuts. First of all, that camera. Wow.
That's an ant's face.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
That's traumatizing. Like, it's actually so scary.
Right.
Wait, I want to see more. Can you do more close up of Bug's face?
I bet some would surprise you. I feel like there's some bugs out there that are just like, what?
We'll do just a few, but I just want to be careful for our audio listeners.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Audio listeners. Hey, guys.
You guys feel left
we'll
out.
We'll talk while we watch. That praying mantis bottom middle is...
Oh, that's gnarly.
Wait, where was the praying mantis?
That guy right there.
I know a guy that looks like him.
No, it's a spider.
The spider's cute.
You're crazy.
I don't like the ant one, though. That
yeah, cool. It literally looks like... That Oh.
That like creeps me out.
That's a little scary.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
That was fun.
Next time I see an ant, fucker. Not today.
It's a little face. Demon face. Let's do one more.
Me with my magnifying glass burning him outside.
I'm so hot. I'm like sweating.
It is really hot in here. Velociraptors were slightly bigger than chickens.
Believable.
I fact checked this too.
Wait, what?
So like movies have always kind of made them seem like they're as big as like, or like close in size to like a T-Rex sort of like big animal, but reptile.
They give me chicken. Dinosaur.
They're tiny. Tiny.
They're tiny.
Oh, I'd be kind of cute having them to this day. Just
not them trying to eat you.
There's animals out there that try to eat us. It happens.
You ate that.
It happens. Can't invalidate that.
Wait, actually, let's do one more. If The Simpsons aged normally, Bart would now be older than Marge was in the first season.
Oh, wow.
They have been on for so long.
I know. And they're still going, right?
Yeah.
Years. What, like at least 30?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Nuts.
35. Why do I feel like is the number? 34.
34 years.
34 seasons.
It's nuts. Release date 1989.
Crazy.
Wow. A little ASMR.
We could end with a think fast.
Sure.
Get you guys some energy again.
Okay, listen. I can explain. I got a very, very negative text. And I'm not happy about it. Mm. And I'm trying my hardest to be here. I'm trying to be strong for the girls, but it's so hard.
This is your therapy now.
You know, guys, sometimes you just can't trust men. Mm-mm. Not even, you can't even trust yourself, because then you'll confuse yourself and you'll tell yourself that men are worth it, but they're really not.
And they're pigs.
Oh my God, honestly, if I had the power of like Thor or like Thanos, y'all would not exist. I would be the only man walking, except, okay, Harry would also be allowed.
Can I stay?
I'll think about you.
Okay.
Because you sometimes give me a headache.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
My fault.
But not like a headache to the point where I'm like, sometimes. I need to take a migraine for this. Like it's, or I need to take like an Advil for this. It's more like a headache, like,
oh. Just drink some water.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Shall we do Think Fast?
Think Fast. We've done this before. We've done this segment. Basically, I have a list of questions here. Random questions, right?
Random.
And he's got to say the first thing that comes to mind without even thinking.
Okay.
Rapid fire.
This isn't like the thing that you do in like therapy where they're like, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Like, this is just random answers. Like, literally, don't think, rapid fire.
Just go. Don't think, just go.
Ready?
Okay, go.
3, 2, 1. What is Pinocchio lying about?
Being gay.
Who's hiding under my bed?
Boogeyman.
Give me a new middle name.
No.
Where's Addison?
Ray?
Say something promiscuous.
Oh my God, my booty hole.
Promiscuous.
Oh my God, wait. Why'd I go, right?
Right?
I was like, why'd you go, no?
Give me a new middle name. No.
No one know, Beck.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I was under pressure. Don't judge.
I was under pressure. Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Why isn't Larry on time?
Fuck you.
What? What makes the world go round?
Queens.
Say something to impress me.
Hey.
Hate that. Why did you kill Elmo?
He was being rude.
Oh, what did you kill Elmo with?
A knife.
Make 3 different faces really fast, go. That made me uncomfortable.
Ick.
Ick.
What was I supposed to do? You make 3 faces, go. That game's harder than it looks, guys.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Because you want to think, and then you get in your head, okay. And then it's like, it's hot.
Are we done?
We're both.
Okay.
We got to do a podcast in a sauna one day. And we're just, by the end of it, just.
That would be skinny, a mess. Though.
We would be skinny. My hair would be like, I'll have like an afro.
I know, I would start to frizz up.
Real bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I was sad this episode. Hopefully next week, I don't have issues with my love life.
I think there's something comforting about it, you know? Like, I don't think it always has to be like, wow, like so in your face.
Like, I'm like, damn, this is the second time.
But like, I think if you guys want to see us more high energy, you know where to find
tell
that.
My man to do better.
No, go to Larry's YouTube channel if you want to see him with some high energy. That's where you'll get vintage Larry. Here's where you'll get more like,
I'm just sorry deeper, that I'm sad.
No, deeper Noah and Larry. Cause yeah, no.
Vintage Larry.
Vintage Larry.
You want Larry when he's happy? Okay.
Old you would do it. Oh, have you seen those TikToks going around? Those scare me. Cause it's like,
oh my God.
What does that mean? Some people take it in a good way. Some people are like, oh, I would do anything if you said like, old me would do it. You would. Wouldn't that piss old someone
me
off?
Old me would probably like throw the camera or throw the mic at the camera and be like, bitch. New me is like healing. Okay, so next week, guys, I promise you I'll be so much more happier. This week, you just have to deal with it, you know? Like, I told
you. Give this video a thumbs up and we should get Larry drunk next episode.
I literally told you, I said, if I'm upset, you're going to have to deal with it.
You should be high next episode.
Or get drunk. I don't smoke weed. I'll drink.
You'll drink. You take a shot. I won't. I will. Well, something I'll do.
We should do an episode where you dress me, I dress you.
Yo.
Yeah, I would.
Genius.
I'm down for that. I'll put you in a dress.
You put me in worse. Remember the
that is
style
true.
Swapping?
We should do an Omega episode too.
Oh, I would love I like that. Literally like just that. Put this right here and then just.
Yeah.
Hey y'all, how y'all doing?
Okay, let's close it out.
Okay, guys, bye.
All right, thank you guys so much for watching. If you enjoyed this, even if you didn't, give it a thumbs up. Comment.
Comment.
First thing that comes to mind, think fast. No, don't do that.
No, that was good. That was good. Why is Larry late? Comment that.
Comment, why is Larry late? No, answer that in the comments. That. Wrong answers only.
And we're a mess today.
No, this and turn these post notifications on. Subscribe. Do all those things. Oh and my
God. Guys, we'll do better next week. I promised you.
I don't think it was that bad.
No, I thought it was great.
No, it wasn't bad at all.
Oh.
I'm having a great time.
Oh, okay. Larry's going to go heal.
Got to get out of here.
Larry's got to go get sushi.
And masturbate.
Oh no. All right. See you guys.
I'm joking. I don't do that. Wait, we can't leave it like that. I'm out of here.